Meltdown. This is your beautiful host, El Doctor Misterio. And of course, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right. Thanks again to Joey for being here with us tonight and explaining us everything about the upcoming Hyperspace Metal Festival. And yes, thanks again. And so we listened to a few songs. We just listened to Riot City with their song Warrior of Time. And this is from their 2019 album Burn the Night. Before that, we listened to Red Cane from Calgary. Sorry, Riot City is also from Calgary. Red Cane from Calgary, Alberta in Canada. And we listened to the song, well, so to their latest single, Fisher King. Before that, we listened to Born Divided from Quebec City, Canada, La Ville du Québec. And we listened to the song Human Masquerade, which is part of their 2022 album Impending Doom. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Nihilist Death Cult from Toronto, Canada, with their song Is This Progress? Part of their brand new album Death to All Tyrants. And yeah, we're getting very close to chatting with them. We're just going to listen to a few songs and then yeah, we'll be right there. And yeah, I guess without further ado, let's continue with the metal music here at the Metal Meltdown, and we'll be right back.
Saturday, traumatized. Time for a solution.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. All right, we just listened to Nihilist Death Cult with their song Death to All Tyrants, which is also the title of their brand new LP, Death to All Tyrants. And yeah, we'll have a chat with Nick in just a few seconds, and then we'll play some more music, so stay tuned. We're having a chat with Nick, and then we're gonna go right into some more music before the end of the show. Okay, so before Nihilist, we listen to Judicator. They are from Utah in the United States. Nihilist, of course, is from Toronto. Judicator from Utah in the United States. We listen to the song Spiritual Treason, which is part of their 2018 album The Last Emperor. And we started the set with Crypta from Brazil, and we listened to the brand new single, I Resign. Not me, not Dr. Misterio. I will never resign, ever. Yes, and committed to the metal cause and the rock and roll cause and the punk cause and all the music causes that are out there. All right, so let's chat with Nick. And then we'll play we'll go right into playing a few more songs for you here at the Metal Meltdown.
Okay.
All right. We are here with Nick Sagias. Is that how you pronounce your name, Nick?
Sure. Close enough. That's good.
Oh, how do you pronounce it? I want to know now.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, like Sagias.
Sagias. There you go. Yeah, you got my Spanglish pronunciation of your last name.
That's all good.
Thanks. From, Nihilist Death Cult. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you very much for being here with us tonight at the Metal Meltdown. So how is everything over there in that side of the world? How's the temperature?
That's all right. I mean, sun was out today. That was fun.
That's good.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, you know.
Oh, our pleasure. You know, anything to support the, you know, the metal cause.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's great. So for those listeners that are new to, you know, the Nihilist Death Cult, how long has the band been together, and has there been any major changes in membership or not? Yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so basically, I guess around 2017, I was writing some music for what was going to be Tribe of Pazuzu, and that was the other band I was doing at the time, and I had some leftover riffs, and it was in the wasn't fitting the death metal style of that band, so it was more hardcore punk kind of sound, you know, crossover, but it had like a death influence, but you know, that's the kind of riff that it was going for that. And so I put them all together and I sent it to my brother, and he loved it, and we just started jamming. And that was around 2017, and I think we got Ethan pretty much right away. But he came down a little bit just at first, and we had the idea to record, but then we were like, I got busy with Tribe of Pazuzu and recording those two EPs, the first two EPs in 2018 and 2019, mm-hmm. and they came out 2019, 2020, and so I was doing a lot of that stuff, and then we started focusing on the songs, and they got fleshed out more, because I originally gave my brother like about 5 songs, and they're all like a minute long. And after like adding some riffs you know, some more like a bridge part here and there, and fleshing them out a little bit more and adding some more songs. Then we ended up with 9 songs, and you know, I mean, even the longest song there is only 2 minutes, so you know, just kind of, we just like felt it out, you know what I mean? It just felt like, oh, that's enough.
Yes.
Get the point across in that song, you know, because they're very fast and vicious, and they're not meant to be technical anyway, because or like in arrangements or riff wise, because I wanted to keep it very straightforward and just like not drawn out and you know, kind of like, or beating a dead horse like 3-4 minutes into a track, you know what I mean? Like, because I wanted to keep the energy level high as well. So, you know, the way to do it is to do like really short bursts like that in that kind of hardcore style.
Okay, no, sounds good.
I mean, not the only way, but sorry.
No, it's all good. Yes, it's all good. You know, each one has its own. Yeah, and I will get into more detail in a little bit. Okay, that's cool. And so I guess, how many either, you know, EPs or LPs do you have as Nihilist?
We just have the one album that we were working on, like, on and off for the past, like, 4 or 5 years, whatever. And we just kind of, we knew that's what we wanted to do